Unity. The war of words among a section of Mount Kenya leaders over calls by the Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua to unify the region intensified over the weekend. Speaking at Mary Immaculate Primary School in Nanyuki on Saturday during a fundraising ceremony, Lycopia East Member of Parliament Mwangi Kiunjiri said that he was supporting Kenya Kwanza administration for its commitments on development and criticized the second-in-command, saying that if he wanted to push for one man, one vote, one shilling crusade to use proper channels including Parliament instead of branding him traitor. I have heard people call us collaborators, betrayers and traitors. Where there is a traitor there is a master. If you call me a traitor for who? It's me who started one man, one vote, one shilling. This can only happen through a referendum or in the National Assembly and not in the streets, said Kiunjiri. The lawmaker claimed that the Mount Kenya region was well represented in government and added that criticizing the Kenya Kwanza administration with claims the region was sidelined amounted to a move to divide the country but not to unite. You can't be allowed to whip the emotions of our people for your own personal interest, and there are people who are trying to blackmail this government including demanding money from the president. If you have a problem tell us, since disunity can only be caused by something, Kiunjiri posed. And in a rejoinder, Nyeri Governor Mutahi Kahiga, responding to Kiunjiri's assertions, said that the mountain had no apologies to make, and that it should be included in the national cake without criticism of tribalism. As Mount Kenya region, we voted with about 3 million votes, so no one should count for us those who have positions in government, because it's not enough. All we want is equality, said Kahiga, insisting that is what Mount Kenya leaders were pushing for. Kahiga at the same time rubbished claims that President William Ruto was working alone and reiterated that all developments in Mount Kenya region was a joint initiative between the head of state and his deputy, hence calling for unity among all leaders irrespective of their position. The government is for both Dr. Ruto and Gachagua, and let it be known that all development in Mount Kenya region, the deputy president is involved, Kahiga said. Former Lycopia woman representative Catherine Waraguru asked the president to keep to his word that he swore to work with his deputy and that the mountain should not be criticized for supporting one of their own, claiming that the second-in-command contributed to Dr. Ruto clinching the topmost seat in the country. We are asking the president and his friends to be reminded that they swore to bring development, but not to subject his deputy president through the same challenges he underwent in the former regime, Waraguru said. Waraguru said that nobody should be intimidated for their political stand and urged the church to put all the leaders to accountability. I am pleading with the church that there is a need to hold our leaders accountable, and there is nobody who is above the law. If there is a problem, it should be solved for the sake of our country, she said.